The Lansing School District and its teachers recently ratified a new contract that overhauls the way art and music will be taught in its schools. Art, music, and phys ed teachers will be replaced in Lansing elementary schools, and instead, contract consultants would teach those subjects alongside the regular classroom teachers. Well, that story got us wondering about the future of arts education in Michigan. Just how can school districts coping with cuts in funding and eroding tax bases and population manage to still provide arts education? And you have to ask, how much does arts education really matter in these days of heavy emphasis on the STEM classes, science, technology, engineering, and math? Well, joining me now is Kathy White. She is the president and the CEO of the Michigan Assessment Consortium, and she's the project director of the Michigan Arts Education Instruction and Assessment Program. Kathy, what was your reaction to what's happened with the changes in the Lansing District, particularly what it says about arts education and what it means to districts around the state?
You know, I think Lansing is endemic of very, very difficult financial circumstances for districts, especially our large urban districts. And I also think that the kind of action that we saw recently follows cuts that we've seen across the nation, where when we have these accountability systems that put emphasis on reading and mathematics, districts feel as though they must perform in terms of standardized test scores in those areas, and sometimes they do that at the expense of their other content areas. You know, I think that where we should maybe, you know, train our sights and, you know, hope that things will improve in the future is by way of paying attention to the very positive research that speaks to the arts as being really the leading subject area in a public education that helps students meet the 21st century skills that we are valuing.
I'm curious about that because we've heard from employers who say we need these STEM workers to come in and fill the engineering and technology and science jobs. And we have educators who say we have to decide where to put our precious money and resources, and we need to do that into those STEM classes that'll make the kids more employable. So how is it? Explain how the arts will make them that employable.
Well, you know, there was an interesting survey that was done in 2010 with, we're in a 1,500 CEOs surveyed by IBM, ranked creativity as the most important leadership quality that they're looking for in their workers. And, you know, I guess I would submit that the arts purposefully teaches artistic processes of create, perform, and respond, which contribute to straight-up teaching creativity. So I think there really is, I mean, that's sort of your one-to-one match. I think that, you know, I don't mean to suggest that arts is more important than science, technology, engineering, or math. I just think that there's room for all of these subjects in a public education. So this concept that we must fight it out, you know, and one subject area will be excluded at the expense of others, I don't think that that's logical. And I'm happy to see the discussion nationally changing from STEM to STEAM, which, you know, I think is very much from the science and math part of the world, a desire to include, you know, the curriculum instruction pedagogy that is a part of art more with the science and mathematics.
So for those of us that have not heard that acronym STEAM, is that science, technology, engineering, arts, and math?
Mm-hmm. And I would say that the happy news is that you see the science and math world and the STEM world being the voice of wanting to embrace arts.
What is next for the assessment program as you're developing this education, instruction, and assessment program? Where will you go with this?
This year we've got those three deliverables that we're obligated to, actually articulating the blueprint, which is the gold standard, creating an audit tool that districts could use in terms of self-study. You know, where do they rate and what could they do in terms of program improvement? And then we have to make this assessment specifications document with prototypes that really talks about what would these assessments look like and do we have agreement that we like what the testing program would look like. When that's done, the next 2 years would be actually creating the assessments. And then as early as next year, we would hope to have some districts that would volunteer to use that blueprint and audit tool so that we could be studying them and their process to understand how they're using it and making the most and getting benefit from those two pieces.
So developing assessment tools to put into the hands of school districts all around Michigan. Kathy White, the president and CEO of the Michigan Assessment Consortium, and she's the project director of the Michigan Arts Education Instruction and Assessment Program. Kathy, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
You bet. Thank you.